This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Let me hit you with some truth about self-driving cars, because people have complete misconceptions. They think self-driving cars are going to give them freedom, where they can have the car drive them anywhere, and they don't have to do the driving. So they think it's a sense of freedom. And you've got a lot of these people who are naive. Some of them are millennials. Others are just misinformed. They think this is the greatest thing ever. Well, let me tell you the truth. Self-driving cars are government-controlled prisons. Do you really think that your self-driving car is not going to come with the capability to have a government override to halt your car in case you've stolen it, or in case you're wanted for a warrant, or in case they're trying to track you down for some reason? In fact, the car is just going to basically lock up and drive you to the nearest police station on the orders of the government. And if you don't understand that that's exactly how these are going to work, then frankly, you're kind of stupid. And this isn't a conspiracy theory. This is how everything works. Look, we were told that television, the invention of television, was going to set humanity free because of education and enlightenment. And what is television used for today? Brainwashing the masses. How do you think all these leftists have become so insane and deranged and unhinged? Because they're not living in the real world. They're living in their TV land, late night comedy, which is really hate TV at this point. You call it must hate TV. And fake news like CNN and so on. TV has become a prison for your mind. And then, of course, we were told, well, the internet would set everybody free, freedom of information. And at first it was like that. But now, guess what? Google, which is the NSA, Google censors truth. Facebook censors truth. YouTube censors truth. You've seen it. The giants of the internet use the internet to push disinformation and false narratives and oppress and suppress the truth. So then self-driving cars come along. Do you really think that there's any technology that's not going to be used by the status quo to enslave and control the masses? I mean, come on. Whether it's artificial intelligence or drones or self-driving automobiles, all new technology is exploited by governments to control and suppress the masses by suppressing the truth, by keeping people locked in either mental prisons or physical prisons. Even technology such as quantum computing, what will that be used for? Breaking encryption so that people can have no secrets from the government. Now, the government can have secrets from you, but you can't have secrets from the government. And right now, one of the rights that they want to take away the most from people is the right to be able to drive anywhere you want to drive. To control a vehicle, that's next on their list. They want to track your vehicle so they can track you. And at the same time this is going on, they also want to microchip you. So even if you get out of your vehicle, you're microchipped. And they can track you moving in and out of doorways, in and out of train stations, stadiums, airports, you name it. Even shopping malls, if anybody does that anymore. Won't be long before they'll have RFID readers just on street corners. They'll be able to track you every street corner where you go. And even before that, they can track you by your cell phone. They know exactly where you are based on your mobile signal. You're already being tracked. But the car, the government-controlled car, will grant you the right to go where you want to go as long as you don't speak out against the government. But the minute that you start criticizing government, just in the same way that Google censors you off the internet, in the same way that Facebook censors you or Twitter censors you while surveilling you, this is exactly what's going to happen with cars. They will take away your right to travel because they don't like your belief system, or they don't like your speech. They don't like you thinking for yourself. You know, if we fast forwarded 20 years and we had a lot of self-driving cars, the way this would happen is everybody everybody who supports President Trump would be punished by the next administration, and they would have their driving rights taken away, just in the same way that all the Trump-supporting websites are being destroyed on the internet. You see the common thread here? Self-driving cars are prisons. And this is why General Motors is now making a car that has no steering wheel. You really want to get into a car with no steering wheel? I don't know about you, but that seems like suicide. And what happens if there's a AI failure, a software failure, the car reboots? Maybe it's running on Windows and you get the blue screen of death and you have no steering wheel. You have no brakes, nothing. Oh, well, I guess you're dead because you're cruising down the highway at 70 miles an hour and all of a sudden the computer fails. What do you do then? I mean, you got to have a steering wheel as a backup. Even if you trust the AI system, don't you want a backup? A backup system? I'm not getting into a car without a steering wheel, I'll tell you that much. You know, being able to drive is going to be one of the last freedoms that people enjoy as totalitarianism and abject tyranny takes over. They're taking away your right to drink raw water, raw milk. In some places, in Oregon, they've taken away your right to collect rainwater without going to jail. Other places are taxing your solar panels, effectively taxing your collection of sunlight. What's next? They're going to tax you for breathing? Yeah, it's going to be called a carbon dioxide tax. Carbon taxes, you see. The whole climate change, global warming, science hoax, total control nonsense. And they're just going to add another layer onto that, microchip you and your children, and then control your self-driving car. Trust me, you're not going to have a self-driving car that you control without some kind of government override. It's not going to happen. Because law enforcement, just in the same way that law enforcement argues today that you shouldn't be able to have encrypted devices, you know, the FBI, DOJ, and the same thing in the future, they're going to argue people shouldn't be able to drive themselves. They might drive getaway cars. They might drive cars into crowds. They might go somewhere that we can't track them. And that worries government that you might have the ability to navigate roads without their permission. So all those people out there pushing for self-driving cars, all you're doing is signing up to be a slave. You're raising your hand and you're screaming, "Enslave me!" Because that's what you're begging for. You're just begging to be put in chains. You're just begging to have your freedoms taken away. And oh, you think it's cool. You think it's high tech. You think it's futuristic. You think it's advanced and progressive. No, it's tyranny. And you're begging for it. And that's why, frankly, some people deserve the government they get. Some people deserve the tyranny they get because they're too stupid to think for themselves and resist tyranny and demand some basic human dignity and liberties and freedoms. And that's why people end up with governments that are totally corrupt. Venezuela, North Korea, Communist China, the list goes on. Stalinist Soviet Union, you know, you can go throughout history. The Japanese Empire before the end of World War II and so on. You kind of get the system, the people tend to get the system they deserve. Not everybody deserves it, because there are always those who try to stop it. But unfortunately, they get overruled by the mob, and we may be facing that in the United States too. Because the mob is so delusional and so insane, the mob is demanding to be enslaved. The mob, the young mob especially, they love communism and they love socialism, even though they don't even know what those involve. They have no clue. But they love the idea of equality, which is communism and state-run everything, state-controlled production, centrally planned economy, state-controlled real estate, where citizens own nothing and there's no private business, there's no corporations, it's just the state. So keep all this in mind, folks. You can read my website, naturalnews.com, or listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening. Spread the word. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.